And now, the Taking Notes Podcast theme song. It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. It's not really much of a song yet.
Everyone, welcome to episode 168 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today we spoke with the product managers for IBM Connections 4. And they were, Julian, their names?
Yeah, we had them all in the same virtual room. We had Suzanne Livingston, Mac Wadera, Bon Slavens, and Luis Benitez. And they told us about all the cool, hip, keen new things in Connections 4. And Connections 4 just came out. It's a big product. There's a lot of aspects to it from, you know, just the microblogging and the communities all the way out to metrics and events and bridging with external websites. And so they gave us a really good overview on some of the cool new stuff that has just come out with a new product.
Yeah. So in 30 minutes, I believe, 30 minutes worth of listening time, you can get a great handle on all things Connections 4. So let's have a listen.
Well, today we have the Connections product management team with us on the podcast, and Connections 4 just came out, hit the streets. We have a lot of announcements today about it, and we just want to get a little bit more information and maybe do a little bit deeper dive into some of the things that you're going to see in Connections 4. So to start, we have Suzanne Livingston. And Suzanne, thank you for being on the call. And if you want to just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about just Connections 4, that would be great.
Well, thanks for having me, Julian and Bruce. We're super excited to be here today to share with you the news about IBM Connections and what we announced today. I am one of the product managers, and I'm joined by my world's best product management team, who includes Mac Gadara, Luis Benitez, and Bon Slavens. We each manage different aspects of IBM Connections and are excited to share with you the new capabilities that we've added to this version, Connections version 4, in more detail today. What you may have noticed going on out in the Twitter sphere and out in the news is that we put out an announcement that describes what we put into the market with IBM Connections 4. It is our sleekest and our fastest and our most improved release yet. We're very excited to share it with our customers. In fact, we have some customers who have been a part of our launch activities and have talked about the ways in which Connections has helped improve the way they work. And I encourage you to take a look at some of those customer stories that we've posted that are out there as well. So we're excited and we have a lot to share, so why don't we get right to it?
All right, let's start with Mac. Mac, can you share with us some of the new things about integration and the you know, the homepage updates?
Yeah, Bruce, there's a ton that we put into this release in and around our homepage and actually even our architecture to support all of our changes. At the frontmost, you'll see new updates to you know, how you see news and recent updates to content within Connections. And so we've introduced an activity stream to the homepage that will list every recent and relevant social content update for individual users. So it's tailored to who you are and who you follow and who's in your network and, you know, what communities you're a member of, and available directly from the homepage so that you can dive right into recent updates. And that activity stream goes beyond just being a quick listing of content and events, but it actually includes what we call the embedded experience that provides access to the content and the details for each of those events. So if somebody has recently posted a file, you can actually quickly open and look at the comments on the file. You can like it. You can share it with somebody. You can see the tags on it. A lot of capabilities there within the embedded experience, allowing you to basically have quick access to content whether you're just sorting, searching or filtering, and also want to take action on it. To enable all of that, we've updated connections with open social technology. And so we, again, have a huge focus with web standards with IBM Connections, and have adopted this as a way to deliver gadgets both inside and outside connections. And this open social architecture allows for third-party applications to actually write directly into that activity stream and to create this the embedded experiences that we have for content there. So it's very open and also very portable. The open social gadget from Connections can actually be put into other applications and opens up a wide range of capabilities of taking a look at your social content and how you share it. And speaking of sharing, one of the greatest features that I've been looking forward to in the product that we now have is the ability to have hashtags within things like status updates. So now users can give a status update, whether it's in their the homepage, the activity stream, or within their community or on their profile page, and include a hashtag that becomes a searchable link there within Connections against not only status updates, but all Connections data, as we already have a very strong tagging architecture within Connections, and you can easily get to data and call it out directly there within your status updates. Great feature update there just around our activity stream in the home page. We also have a lot around how you can share information. We've updated the navigation, again, with an open social gadget that allows for easy status updates from wherever you are within Connections, just using the homepage integration to get back to what we call the share box that allows you to get to sharing a file or a status update from any place in Connections. And we're reducing the amount of clicks to do that and making, in general, improvements to our user experience and sharing information.
Mac, you talked about the embedded experience a little bit. Can you give some examples of some, you know, business scenarios where, you know, the embedded experience would help somebody out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's again, a great shortcut to get to the content that you see within your activity stream. So I talked about posting a file, and in there you can actually see, you know, the contents around the file. If it's an image, you can, that image is displayed immediately within the activity stream. If it's a forum or a blog or something like that, you can easily get to the content without having to go directly towards the application. So within the activity stream, the embedded experience is a kind of a flyout or a dialogue window that allows you to have instant interaction with the content that people in your network are posting.
Mac, can you do kind of everything that you need to do as an end user with Connections through a browser, or do you need some kind of extra plugins or something like that?
That's a great question, Julian. Connections is a web application in itself, so you can do everything through a browser. However, through a theme that we have running throughout our Connections product roadmap is called Social Everywhere. And part of that is delivering tools to users in the collaborative applications that they use today. So we're not focused 100% on users going to the web browser to be able to share and provide information back to their social network. And to that extent, we've created tools that allow you to integrate Connections into Lotus Notes email and to IBM Same Time, and then also to the Microsoft desktop through Windows Explorer and through Office and even Outlook. And these plugins that you can download for free from the Business Solutions catalog basically extend the Connections application through our API and give the same capabilities that we have on the web UI as far as sharing data and content or through Explorer, dragging and dropping files, and keeping up to date with what's happening within your network.
All right. And I guess there have been some other updates with Connections 4 as far as the mobile applications, too. So let's go ahead and move on to Bon. And Bon, if you want to introduce yourself and just tell us about some of the new mobile technology that's included with Connections 4.
Excellent. Thanks. This is Bon. So some of the stuff that I would like to highlight that is coming out with our mobile offering. So just to start off, it's important to understand that we just put out a mobile release in August, which added some new features and functionalities, but that still ran on the 3 code base. Our 4 offer will come out in early Q4, slightly after the server release. So, and some of the key features that we're introducing for Android and iOS devices are the support of the activity stream. So a feature that everybody was so excited about on the desktop will now be offered on our mobile devices. We're also adding geolocation. So people have the ability to tell others where they are by almost like a check-in functionality and letting them know where they are at that particular time. Also being able to add photos from status updates on iOS. So as you are updating your status, you can add pictures if you're in a particular location where you'd like to share those pictures. We'll also be supporting the community events on Android devices. So as we roll out the community events, we'll have those supported on that device as well. And one of the most important features that we are introducing with our mobile offering for Connections 4 is our device management console and access. So users and administrators will be able to better secure these devices. They'll be able to do partial or full remote wipes on these devices. So as employees either leave the company or no longer need access to data, the administrator will have access to remove all that data. So that's a great feature that many of our customers have been looking forward to having on their mobile devices. We also continue to enhance our user experience, so making it much easier and much faster for people to access the information while they're on the go, reducing the number of clicks and making sure that they can get to the information relatively quickly. And as you know, we currently have profiles and files, which you can take some of the functionality offline. We plan on expanding that to some of our other applications as well. So those are just some high-level highlights of what's coming.
Bon, you spoke of the remote wipe. Would that just be the connections data on the device?
That would be just the connections data. So one of the things that we wanted to secure and make sure that we did is as personal as your folks have to bring their own device to work, is that we're not removing their personal data off their devices, but we're just focused on their connections data.
Right on. Okay, that's pretty neat. I've been using the newer iOS app with Greenhouse, and it's wonderful. I think we talked a little bit about that on the podcast we did with Chris Reckling a couple of weeks ago. So let's move on to talk about communities with returning guest Luis Benitez. Luis, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Bruce. Happy to be here.
What you going to be talking to us about today regarding communities?
Ooh, communities, I could take like the whole hour. So let me just summarize here some of the highlights. So I think first, one thing that community managers are going to love is the new metrics that we've included with communities. So we've always had metrics available within the system. And what we did in this release is that we made them now available to the community-specific level. So that way you can see what's the most popular content within the community, who your top contributor is, and so forth. And one of the things that we wanted to do is not only highlight like the most visited content, because I think you know that's a good metric to have, but I think one of what's more important is what's the most engaging content. So what's the one that's actually bringing people to come together and talk around a particular topic. So we took into consideration a lot of different metrics to combine them and really find the most valuable content within the community. And so not only did we do this at the community level, but we also enabled this at the system-wide level. And in total, there's over 100 new reporting capabilities that are now available within IBM Connection. So community managers can take advantage of that and really use that to you know track the adoption progress and so forth. And what's even cooler is that if there's something that we didn't think about and they want to add a new report, we've provided a tool so they can go in and create their own report and even add it to Connections. They can just simply run it directly from Connections. So that's kind of like the big item that we've added into communities. A couple of other cool things that we've added. So we've added a new event widget, so you can now track events. It provides a calendar view. Events are, of course, social, like they're supposed to be, so you can comment on them and follow them and track them via tags and so forth. I think the most popular feature for communities is now also the community wall, so the ability to have microblogging directly within communities. And this is powered by the activity stream concept that Mac was mentioning earlier that's in the homepage. So that same activity stream with all the embedded experiences and all the extensibility via open social and so forth is also now available within the community. So when you're in the community, you only see the events to that particular community. And what's cool is that not only, of course, can you have the activity within the community, but if you have a private community, then that means that you can have private microblogging within connections. And the share box that Mac was talking about allows you to target status updates to a specific group of people, which is pretty cool. Another one that we've focused on is our bridging capabilities. So we've wanted to make it very easy to end users to bring content in and also monitor other communities in other places. So, for example, we've added a new bookmarklet that you can install into your browser. And as you're navigating any page on the web, be it inside the firewall or outside of the firewall, you can take a snapshot of that content and bring that in. So if you're looking at a YouTube video, for example, from a competitor, or a Facebook thread from maybe one of your customers on your brand page, and there's something there that you want to bring in and discuss, you can easily do it with that bookmarklet. And the cool thing is that we have some analytics there or some smart code to really capture the important stuff, right? We don't want to capture the ads or any of the other stuff that's not relevant. We really want to capture the main content of that page. And with related communities, I showed this at the community webcast last week, and people were really liking this new feature because basically what it allows you to do is not only mark other communities as related to this one, which is, I mean, that would just be a simple list, and I don't think that would provide a lot of value. But what's really, really cool is that you can actually monitor and participate in those communities directly from your main community. So let me give you an example. At IBM, we have, of course, connections behind the firewall on W3, and we run our social software product management community there. But we also participate very actively in communities within Greenhouse, which is outside of the firewall. So basically what we can do is now we can mark related communities from Greenhouse, bring them in into connections, and I can actually consume the activity stream from those communities directly from my internal community. So it's now giving me a central place where I can go and monitor and participate with those communities, whereas before I had to have two different browser sessions going on, authenticate separately, and it's kind of cumbersome. So it really makes it very easy to bring communities together. So that will be another key feature for community managers and members as well.
So with the whole bridging technology and I guess kind of going outside the firewall or outside your connections instance, is that something you have to set up on the server, or is that just all kind of built in and it just works?
Great question. So this gets even better because if I were to say that this required back-end server configuration and poking a hole in your firewall or setting up a reverse proxy, that just sounds very complicated. And actually that's how some of our competitors do it. And so what we're doing here, we're actually doing on the glass integration. So we're doing all the integration at the browser level so that from the admin point of view, you don't have to worry about setting up a VPN between these two separate systems or setting up SSO or anything like that. It's all done, if you will, automatically all through the browser. So no additional setup is required on the back end.
Nice. And I guess you had kind of touched on some of the metrics before as well. Suzanne, did you want to kind of hone in on a few more of the metrics as far as the discussion goes?
Well, I think Luis did a great job covering of the details on metrics, but I do want to emphasize throughout all of the different product managers who are sharing updates in their areas that you probably have noticed a trend here. You're seeing connections as, truly being a social business platform. We had Mac talk about how you can extend the activity stream into third-party applications. We talked, Bon talking about mobile applications, and Luis talking about metrics and other new capabilities in communities. And we really are geared towards being the single place where people can spend their day and work with the applications that are most important to them. For example, let's say you are in the process of trying to get a approval for doing some travel. You'll be able to see those as part of your normal social stream and be able to take action on that right from there. But in addition to that, we will ask you to kind of keep watch over the next few weeks as more and more announcements are made. But in particular, you know, you're aware that we've brought in other collaborative technologies into Connections as well. So you can actually treat Connections as your single place for working and interacting with the information that's most critical to you. So really, you're seeing a shift into the mindset of being truly a social business platform where all applications can work together to help you accomplish your goals.
All right. Let's see. We covered a lot of some of the great new Connections for features and functions. And I'm going to go around before we wrap up and ask each of you about which two features are your favorite ones. So let's start with Mac. Mr. Guadera, what are your top two Connections for features?
I got to say the work to have Connections as a platform support Open Social is really going to open the potential for what customers and partners and vendors can do to take advantage of the social value that Connections has to offer. It's going to be truly amazing to watch this area and see how the market grows around the Connections for offering. So I'm really pleased about that. And then secondly, the work that we've done to integrate Connections, as I talked about, to the desktop platform has been fantastic. It just breaks away barriers for people who maybe aren't accustomed to you know, sharing their files. They can now just drag them into their community and you know, easily incorporate social data like profiles or bookmarks or, you know, find information directly to the office documents that they're creating. So, you know, these are the tools that people live in already today, and we're bringing essentially Connections to their front door to make sure that they can participate as well with low adoption issues. So that's going to be great. And on top of that, if that wasn't enough, these things are free, right? So the ability to work with the APIs and the platform and to extend Connections, that's easy and available to do using web standards. So you can just go out and learn about that and take advantage, again, as Connections as a platform. And then the downloads for, you know, supplementing or complementing your existing environments, whether it's Notes or Outlook, are free of charge. So you could just grab those and get started. And you got full support from IBM to do all of that.
Okay. And there are updated plugins as well, right, for version 4?
Sorry, Bruce, the plugins with regards to...
Connections for the Windows desktop plugins and stuff like that.
Absolutely. They're all have been updated. Actually, just yesterday we refreshed the catalog hosted on the Lotus Greenhouse site with the new 4.0 releases of those plugins.
Okay. Bon, how about you? Top two features.
I will try to stick to two because I feel like Mac gave us a lot more than that. But and I can see why he would want to. But my two would probably be for the mobile aspect. It's definitely some of the stuff that the end users may not see, but for the administrators, it's that whole device management console and the ability to remote wipe. That one is key, and I think a lot of our administrators are going to love that feature. Otherwise, on the desktop, I would definitely say that my favorite, personal favorite feature is the activity stream. I love the look, the feel, the embedded experience. I think it's something that I use all the time. It makes my job a lot easier, and I think it's going to help a lot of our customers as well.
Okay. Luis, how about yourself?
I'm going to take, so the overall new user experience to me has been a big win. So I really like how simplified we've made the user experience, and it just makes it easy to navigate and participate across many services from wherever you are. So, for example, like the Sharebox, again, that Max mentioned earlier, you know, you can do things in context, and you don't have to worry about back and forth and so forth. And then, of course, like I mentioned before, I think from within the context of communities, having that ability to have microblogging inside of communities is absolutely my favorite feature.
Okay. Suzanne, how about yourself?
Well, I too have a long list, but I'll keep mine short. I'll try to pick things that maybe folks wouldn't necessarily see right away. For example, one of my favorite features is when you're going and you're posting a new microblog update and you use the hashtag in your microblog update, you'll notice that any of the hashtags that are on your microblogs are clickable. So you can click on that hashtag and you'll actually be taken to a view of any of the status updates that have used that specific hashtag. But what's even better is on the left, you'll also notice that there are some new widgets available. One of those is called Trending Topics. And that Trending Topics widget is also clickable. So if you wanted to see, let's say I clicked on the hashtag IBM Connections, and there were a bunch of trending topics along that line, I could actually filter based on those topics, you know, going further into my list of status updates. So that's a great way to help you find conversations that are really valuable and regarding the kinds of topics that you're talking about. And then the last one is, I absolutely love the work that's been going on in mobile, as Bond described, and one of the cool features that I've used is being able to take a photo and upload that directly into Connections as a status update, and that goes and gets shared with my network. I think that's really cool. So you can take your photos on the run and add those right into Connections.
That I didn't know. That's a good one.
Bruce, Suzanne's profile picture changes daily.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Well, so are there some upcoming events that people might need to be aware of, some webinars? I know there already have been some, and we're going to have some links on the show notes. So what should we link to?
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear. Okay. We actually do have a really exciting event tomorrow. I'm very much looking forward to being a part of and hearing. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern is a webinar that is through Information Week. So Brian Gulli, who's the editor-in-chief of Information Week, is going to be moderating quite a list of speakers. We have Alistair Rennie, who's the general manager of social business at IBM. We have Wendy Arnott, who is the vice president of social media and digital communications at TD Bank. We have Michael Min, who's the head of strategic communications at Omron. We have Vim Degir, who's the senior global project manager at LeasePlan. And we also have Jeff Schick, who's from our area, who's our vice president of social business at IBM, and several others who are going to be talking about smarter workforce, social empowerment, creating exceptional customer experiences. And it will be definitely tied into the announcements that we're making today around Connections and social business, the social business platform, and our analytics capabilities. So I highly recommend people attend that. One way that you can find out how to register is if you go to the press release that is that has been put out this morning. You'll find a link to it at the bottom, and we've also posted it in our blogs. The product management blog, IBMSocialSoftware.com, has it in one of our recent blog entries, and Luis's blog also has a link to it as well. So there's many ways that you should be able to find a quick link to that entry.
All right. Any hints as to what may be coming down the pike regarding Connections, or you can't share at this time?
Well, you know, we're always undergoing you know, new capabilities in terms of some of the extensions and plugins that Mac talked about, and we're continually working on our next major releases. So while we're not quite ready at this point in time to share specifically what we plan to do in the future, you can always expect to check back with us on our blogs and find out what news we can share at the time. But we're always working on Connections. We always have things going on. So you will be among the first to know, especially on this podcast.
Luis, on episode 163 of the podcast, we talked with you and Nicholas Heidloff about integrating applications with IBM Connections. Do you want to just, discuss quickly again how ISVs can get started with things like the embedded experience and developing apps to integrate with Connections?
Absolutely, yeah. So like Max said, so we in this release, we're introducing support for OpenSocial, OAuth, and ActivityStream, and all those are standards that some of them we're driven, via IBM. Some of them are driven by other companies. And the cool thing is that for developers, they can develop an app that will run in Connections that will potentially run on any other OpenSocial container. And what we've done is we've provided a social business toolkit that makes it easy for developers to get started developing apps for Connections, whether it's Connections on premises or Connections on the cloud, because they're both of them support the OpenSocial standard. So definitely take a look. I'll send you a link, Bruce, so you can put it in the show notes. And it's a great way for developers to, like I said, learn the API if you haven't been creating OpenSocial apps. And if you already are an expert, then we'll give you a test bed so you can start running your apps in that test environment and make sure that it's ready to go. And when it's ready, make sure that you advertise your app over at catalog.lotus.com.
Wow, I think the Connections product managers, you guys did, and gals did an awesome job of giving us the 30-minute lowdown on all the great things new with Connections 4. And as I usually turn to Julian at this point to see if Julian has any questions, which he usually says no, right, Julian?
Correct. I will say no once again.
So I'd like to thank you all, Bon, Luis, Mac, and Suzanne, for your time today. And best of luck with the webinar and the launch. And we look forward to seeing all the great things coming with the progression of the Connections social business collaboration platform.
Thanks, Bruce. And let us know how we can help. Product management certainly excited about this release.
Yeah, we can tell. So Suzanne, thanks for arranging this. And Mac, and Bon and Luis. And Luis, congratulations for no special sound effects on this show.
Thank you.
All right, Suzanne, go buy these people lunch, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
For having us.